All right. Welcome back. The last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show, as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us that same number. Man, I don't even get a chance to get through all the stuff that I have, but soon, real soon, I will be having that opportunity. Who do we have on the line, man?
First up, we've got Mark from the SAC.
Hey, Mark, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, Earl. Yeah, I kind of get a little upset when people are downgrading the public schools. I mean, I'm the product of public school education, you know, and then went on to college. You know, I did a public college. My mother, both my parents, however, were products of a public school education in far northern Wisconsin. And my mother actually had gone to 2 years of college after high school. She got out a year early, was graduated a year early, and went to college for a couple of years in education to be an educator, and then married my father and didn't take up, finish her college career until, you know, us boys were grown. This is back in the early 70s, I guess she would have went back to college.
Right.
But, I mean, I was reading at a high school level back when I was in sixth grade because I was exposed to a lot of books, you know, early on. I mean, and for these kids, you know, for a lot of these kids in the underprivileged communities, they don't have a home library full of books, you know, that a bookshelf full of books at home, that parents that have the time to read to their children at night because their parents are holding out two or three jobs to, you know, to just to make ends meet, unlike it was back in the 60s and 70s when I was a formative years where, you know, one income could support a family.
Right.
And that's part of the problem right there. But, you know, as I said, that these kids, you know, kids are like little sponges, and they are going to learn if you put.
So Mark, how do we benefit by doing away with the public school system, where the majority of the students are?
We don't benefit by that because all these private schools are interested in making money. Their bottom line is, you know, it's like not like in the old days where the Catholic Church had their parochial schools and the parents were paying for that out of pocket. And even some of those kids were going attending some of their classes and riding the public school buses to and from to the schools that they're going to. I mean, that these private schools, their bottom line, they only take the kids that they want, where the public schools have to take everybody.
Hey Mark, and I wish I had more time, man. Thank you very much for the call. Who do we have up next, Evan?
Up next, we've got Joe from River West MKE.
Hey, Joe, what's going on, man? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hey, Earl, thank you so much for getting me on. It's kind of an honor to talk to you. What I would like to ask you is for you to take a moment to educate me. I'm having a hard time putting together this whole transition from Annette Polly Williams, with all of her good intentions of bringing education to underserved and underprivileged young folk in the city of Milwaukee, and then how that idea got transitioned into a Republican idea through charter schools and things like that.
Oh, man.
That transition took place, and I know we have a short amount of time, but man, I need to connect the dots here. I understand.
So let me say this to you, man. You know I'm going to be doing 5:40 a.m. WAUK beginning on February 14th. My new hours are going to be 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. at WAUK new radio station. So I'll be able to, you know, we'll be talking about this where we have some time, and I can, and if you call and listen, call me, I'll help you connect the dots. I knew Polly Williams well. I knew Larry Harwell. I remember when they first began this, and I can tell you how the Republicans stole it. They stole it under first President Herbert Walker Bush, stole it from them, and then the Republicans used it in his election bid. And Polly Williams told me.
And they, But they turned it into something completely other than what it was.
That is absolutely correct. But there was nothing Polly Williams could do once they stole it and turned it into something completely different. So, leave your number, man. Leave your number with Evan, and I'll call you and we'll talk.
Yeah, don't hang up just yet. I can even grab it here, but I'll let you know when I'm done there. Yeah.
All right. So let's get Tom in for the last caller.
Last one, yeah.
Hey Tom, go ahead, man.
Hey Earl, I'd just like to say that I think that maybe if we took 1 month out of the military industrial complex budget, we kind of a pretty good solving of our public school system.
Boom, done. $25 billion instead of the Pentagon, we put it to education.
Well,
done.
Well, Tom, the problem with you is, man, you make too much sense. We got to get out of here. Thank everybody who made the show go. Really appreciate it. I'll be back on tomorrow. A balmy 40 degrees. Wow, man.
I'll take it.
I may pull my T-shirt off and be like the guys at the football game.
Yep. You got to paint something on there, though.
All right. All right. We'll see everybody. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Take care, my friend.
Hey, Evan.
Yeah.
Give me that guy's number.
Okay, just one moment.
All right.